something to keep on going to try to help our young people. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, Piyuminaklokakta, we had skin sewing with the girls and elderly people and young people. Ang uto gising ngaming iyami, isigakaktut. A lot of times, pinritkalakaktut, when something come up, we don't like to be on the way like, but we're trying to that no uba piyumatakaklungali.
Thank you, Minnie. Dora?
Our grandparents. That Nalakali, you saw the daddy, and that the Malibu, Yelami, Pilip Sakuli, it's a master,
Thank you, Dora. Jonah?
Allah Allah.
Thank you, Sunak. True.
Nyunggo ke rumah
ಇನ್ನು
Thank you. Willie?
We're fortunate and contributed to have a bigger town and more people, but we do have our problems too of getting the elders. So we have also, we're fortunate enough to have enough businesses to give donations for door prizes. So that helps us then contribute. We're also fortunate to have Bernetta May help us from Manila, sending out notices to our elders in Cottonview and putting the notice on the radio for our elders' meeting. We schedule the first Monday of every month. It's set schedule until, unless there's something happening and we have to reschedule. There are times when we do call elders to come to the meeting. But most of the time we just put the notices out. I'm real glad that the elders from Cottage are here. They're the ones that help out a lot in Cottage. They're all involved in the wellness program, the ones that are here. Even though we left some at home, that we're involved in our three conferences we had for the wellness program. We're fortunate that they're willing to help. We know we've made a difference in continuity with some of the people in the wellness program because we didn't have that many people on the first conference. On the second one, we had a little bit more. And then this last time, we had some other different people in there that are moving forward with the program by getting help and joining the women's group. We're going to start the men's group in Cottonview. So we know we're making some progress in Cottonview with the wellness program. And we're fortunate that the IRA is running it for us in the sense that they're able to gather the people and information we need and have that capability. And also they were very instrumental in getting the door prizes and all the things ready for us, even though we were sidetracked by not having the armory available to us. But we made it work. So, our goal in contacting you is to continue in helping. We've had elders participating in the youth program. We have donors to contact youth to go to the end, and other elders to go to the UNICEF states. We help as much as we can. We have elders there that go to the MAP program in Manila, that people that have sentenced through the court system to go to that program. We're fortunate that those elders are willing to take the time to go counsel. And Jonas is going to be part of it. I know Johnny's been over there, I've been over there. We have other people that go over there too, that are from the community. So we're doing as much as we can, when we can, but we still need help too. Julio Pobi is a glow. Yadi is Kakama. He made me up a Sukuma. Sayon down the building. Katimatia Kamarji, Sukrene. Naka Louis Yuik is a plant of Rene. Chamber of Makna. What's up, Maturi? Chamber of Lalana, Nakal would you? Sane yok, it's my mama. It's a canard yok. To meet with you, Patak. Nakal, Kayabulu. It's a Sangi Karnaro, being it, Jim. Kiyo, Kayo, Mommy. The customer is very grimmer. Puyagika, Kapoke, Terumi, Puyalabasli, Isman Labalum, Pinit Kalakama Ran, Plan Tulipto, Anat Kuru, Tatakuta, Apaka, Apaka, Ablaval of Nana, Idiyi Oksimaplum, Idiyi. Tell me. No dam, not a melanie. Stop punning in your room, you need to tell me. Breathe, breathe, I'm not. It's doomed in the Romani. You got to have a cup of this tomorrow. Live to the dam, it gets to your room. Put up go. Look on. I need to know your one. So that the moon is already gone at night. A lot little. So you go up to come. And the weather is my kid of it. Allah turun nanti tu, mudi sila Allah turun nanti ada tu, ane tak tahu. Agni lah kamu, kan? Kali raya itu, kan ibu kak kami, itu tiga anak, kak kami itu, munamun tu, mengelak dulu, kacau. No, I'm going to go to the house. After I seen it was not torn, I'll go left down. Get all the green, I don't know about who to put a hunting in your foot. Yeah, you are. Me. Thank you, come here. Go. Hold it. Don't need a breath. I'm not going to do any look. Yeah, the fun is collected over there, man. I know it's how you do it. That's what we're dealing with.
Thank you, Willie. Tell me. Calvin.
Well, I appreciate some of the comments on my kind of throw me down a little bit when you guys talk. If I sit down with you guys long enough, I'll be able to learn how to speak and look at it again. But it's probably a long time. I'll probably be 90 years old by then. Some of the things that, like we say, we're facing, some of the things that I face in my life, I met Eugene. And the last time I saw my mother, I was 4 years old. But I lived with my grandfather, which I was very fortunate to have done. Because he taught me a lot about family and family life. So, consequently, when I got married, we had four children, and my wife actually took the reins and raised my four children. And I'm fortunate that they all grew up and they're all working, going to school. In fact, my youngest daughter just graduated from college, Mary, which I'm very proud of. And I'm very fortunate to have 16 grandchildren. So I figure I'm very rich right now. And one of the things I highly in my village, most of the kids in that village are related to me. Because out of the 60 kids that are in Deering, but 40 of them all call me grandpa. Even if they're my nieces and nephews. And I feel very proud of that because I try to do things right because I know they're watching. This is one of the reasons why I could raise you. Although I do have a beer once in a while, but not as much as I used to, I remember about 15 years ago, for 5 years, I had to drink every day for 5 years. And I had a stroke and that made me stop me think of, hey, I have grandchildren, I want to see them graduate from high school or college. So it's changed my life now. And I'm very proud to be part of the Elders Council, and I'm learning a lot. And I hope that we'll be able to resolve some of our things. And I think I'm starting to get more involved in our other things, so maybe if I can get couple other people more involved, maybe we could get our Elders Council back to where it used to be in the 80s and early 90s before I left. I left here in 1994, 93, my oldest daughter lost her husband. So I stayed with her for a year and a half since she got out of it. And I moved back to Deering, and I was kind of sad to see that the Elders Council had deteriorated where there was hardly any meetings anymore. Like I said earlier, when I worked for Monday Left Manpower, I used to do all the work, try to do most of the work, hit the conference. I write the minutes, we got things started there, saying, if they're not a company, when we had a couple of the older hunters take young people out to teach them how to hunt rumen. So, some of the kids are doing it. Just back this spring, we had about four or five young men hunt for elders, and I'm proud to say my oldest grandson, he got his first rumen, but he gave it to his aunt, you know, because they say that the first rumen that we get, you have to give it to your closest relative, and that's what he did. Some of the things that they're doing, like for me, they're doing like hunting for the elders, and I'm very fortunate to say that I've always got caribou in my footlock, my freezer. Every time they come around, they say, "You want caribou?" I say, "Yeah, I know." But I say, "No, once they put coming around." this I think is part of going toward wellness when we have our young people realizing that we elders or we rely on some of these things.